Congregation may be seated. If the children will come up this way for a children's message.
Good morning. We're going to start with a little YouTube video that I think a lot of the adults here have seen, but I doubt that many of the children have seen. Are we ready, Chip?
What are you doing up here? I thought you were downstairs boxing chocolate.
Oh, they kicked me out of there fast.
Why? I kept pinching them to see what kind they were. This is the fourth department I've been in.
Oh, I didn't do so well either.
All right, girls. Now, this is your last chance. If one piece of candy gets past you and into the packing room unwrapped, you're fired.
Yes, ma'am.
Let her roll!
Anybody ever seen that before? I love Lucy. She's a hoot. And today when I saw we were going to read Luke 10, I'm kind of like a kid in my mind. I'm like, I got to show this video because this is about the harvest is plentiful. Did you see all the chocolates? But the workers were few, right? So there were way too many chocolates. And so the workers were doing whatever they had to do to try to catch all those chocolates. But could they do it by themselves? No. So now we're going to try something. Okay, I have chocolates here. And we're going to see if we do it the way Jesus asked us to do it, if it'd be easier than poor Lucy and Ethel who couldn't get all their chocolates together. So we're going to try to gather our harvest, okay? So you guys are going to be the gatherers. So what Jesus said is to go two by two to gather the harvest. And what he meant by that is we're the gatherers, we're the people that already knows God loves us, right? But there's so many people out there that do not know God's love and they need to know it. So that's the harvest. That's what we've got to go get and make sure that everybody knows that God and Jesus love them. So you're going to be my gatherers today. I'm going to give you four chocolates, and I know it's going to be hard, but please don't open them, because we're going to do something with them, and then I promise at the end you'll at least have one left, okay? So I want you to stand up, and I'm going to give each of you two bags of chocolates. Don't open them. I know it's tough. Okay, now, here's your job. Your job is to go get one person to help you and bring them back up here and give them a bag of chocolates. Go get one person and bring them back. Okay, so I think we started out with about 12 of you, right? All right, we already have doubled it, right? How many do we have now? 12 times 2 is? 24. So we've got around 24 people. All right, give your person one of the bags of chocolates. So everybody should have a bag of chocolate in their hand, the kiddos and the participants. All right, now open your bag of chocolate and take out 2. Okay, now you're going to go find, everybody up here is going to find a different person and hand them 2 chocolates. And if you get the 2 chocolates, just stand up. Go. So give anybody 2 chocolates, and if you get the 2 chocolates, stand up. And then all my helpers come back up here. Okay, now, kiddos, how many people have we affected? A bunch, so like 48, I think. All right, now, everybody that has 2 chocolates in their hand, give one to somebody else, and they need to stand up. If you have 2 chocolates, go give one away. Oh, lovely. She didn't ask. She didn't ask. Okay, kids, come back up. Now, do you see with you 12 kids, if you pair up 2 by 2 and you go out and you gather your harvest and tell others about God, do you see how many people you affect? Let's say a prayer. Dear God, help us to be faithful workers, telling others about your love. Amen. Amen. Thank you all for participating. And I have a couple more chocolates if somebody was left out.